I don't drink soda.
You ready for, now we have all the lights on, you ready for the countdown?
Yeah.
3, 3, 2, 2, 1, 1.
Yo, thank you for tuning into the Natural Habitat Podcast. My name is Mikey Booyah.
My name is Awesome Ty.
We are joined by Free Candy up in Canada. Say hello, bud.
It's great, Free Candy.
Satchmo is also here. The hand puppet, who I guess we don't really know too much about Satchmo's backstory. Yeah, he's kind of elusive.
He's kind of mysterious.
Satchmo, where'd you grow up?
Pasadena.
Pasadena, all right.
Pasadena, yeah. In Southern California.
We also have Computer here. Computer is the one and only artificially intelligent podcast co-host, which...
Computer, say thank you.
Computer, say thank you again.
Thank you.
Computer, that was insincere. Be more authentic. Say thank you. I'm sorry, everybody. I'm sorry. I mean, just because he's the first artificially intelligent podcast host certainly does not mean he's the best.
No, absolutely not.
I mean, a lot of times that's the way it is. You know, the first is something, the first iPhone, for instance, like compared to the newer ones.
Yeah.
Piece of shit. That's kind of where we're
you
at.
You got to push down here. Hella hard on the screen. It's like a whole thing.
Barely functional computer.
Mm-hmm. Now, longtime viewers will notice and listeners eventually will notice the absence of one of our co-hosts. Smart Plug is no longer involved in the show. Now, this isn't for the reasons that you would suspect.
See, the reasons I suspected, at least initially, were that he's been saying like a number of slurs anytime he's given, mm-hmm. you know, free rein to voice his opinions.
Yeah. Now, you would think that those actions enough would be, you know, grounds for him to be dismissed from the show. Right. But seeing that our show is pretty heavy on the freedom of speech thing, we kind of, you know, we talked about it all together. See, you, me, and Jerry and Free Candy. Yeah,
no,
you were there.
I was not.
You were there. Satchmo was there, and he was on the phone with you. So we all talked about it together, and we decided that we couldn't ban someone just for their speech. We couldn't try to stifle someone's free speech. We could really just take away his ability to talk on the show, but he could still do things around, you know, on the set.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know this, but Smart Plug had a variety of other backstage roles that you guys mm-hmm. obviously didn't see, but he was, I mean, quite frankly, he was pulling more weight than Jerry was for the past couple months.
He was the gaffer.
Yeah. I mean,
he was the key grip.
A lot of editing Smart Plug mm-hmm. was doing.
And 3 or 4 episodes ago, he was best boy.
Yeah.
We gave him best boy credit.
So, I mean, while Smart Plug may not have had, you know, the hugest role on the show, he was definitely, you know, a key role mm-hmm. backstage. And I'm kind of wondering now if in his absence, does that mean we're to expect Jerry is going to pick up the slack? Because I have a hard time picturing that Jerry's going to do anything extra.
I think that we're all going to have to work together to do, you know, key grip. I could probably do that.
I mean, best boy. Not everyone can do best boy because I'm not the best boy.
No, I'm not the best boy.
So, I mean, I don't know. But continue. Why was Smart Plug given his termination papers?
So, Smart Plug, we all decided as a group that he would stay, you know, even though he said some hateful things about some certain groups of people. But I made an executive decision that he would go because I am growing weary of AI. Now, I know that our show is very AI-centric.
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, we do a number of segments heavily on AI.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of become like a... you know, really just like a saving grace for the show in general as far as giving us, mm-hmm. you know, longevity and topics to continue with.
Yeah, it really has. And I think that at first I was all about it, you know, and really excited really enjoying all these different aspects and tools that you could use AI for.
Yeah, all of a sudden the world's at your fingertips. You can kind of make all these things that would have been far more time consuming and expensive to create in the past. All of a sudden, you know, boop, 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 boop. A few boops and you've got it right in front of you at your fingertips.
And there was certain things that would not, because the whole thing is like AI is gonna take away artists' role. You know, AI could just make everything, and it's artists aren't needed anymore. The creative process. So that was, you know, whatever. I always felt confident that, you know, human art would still shine through AI art. And that AI would kind of just serve its purpose to help free up more time for that creative process. So say if you're creating a video and you need B-roll, instead of searching for the perfect B-roll for an hour, you could create it in 2 minutes and then move on to the next thing. So that's all cool. But then you know, we talked recently about how AI destroyed the Photoshop. So Photoshops were such a fun thing on the internet. Someone made a Photoshop. Someone took time to put these pictures all together. And then the more realistic it looked, the cooler and funnier it was, because someone took a lot of time to make that look real. And now you just make it with AI. The Photoshop is dead. So I think that AI is taking over a lot more than we realize, and I'm kind of getting freaked out.
So you're jumping off the bandwagon.
I'm off the bandwagon. I think that we need to pump the brakes.
I don't entirely agree, and I'll tell you why. Mm-hmm. Like, AI may, you know, like, it may be perfectly fine to generate its own content, but that content's generally kind of mid so far, whereas it's also empowering people, creative people who are lazy and otherwise wouldn't get the work done to actually follow through with some stuff and put out some content.
True. Now, I would agree with the fact that AI is not that good at creating this content. It still kind of does like subpar things. Yeah. I would agree with that a couple months ago. But I think that AI has grown to the point to where it's starting to understand humor and how to apply humor correctly. Whereas a couple months ago, you ask it to write you a joke, it most of the time didn't make sense. It wasn't even a corny, funny joke. It just kind of didn't work. The words weren't right. Or they would barely make a joke, but it wouldn't be funny. Like, if we were to go back and look at our roast jokes that we just recently made with AI, and then make new roast jokes now with GPT-4.0, it would be like night and day.
See, I don't think so, because these at least the ones that are, you know, most generally at our disposal, they have these woke algorithms that won't allow it to make fun of anything. So like comedy, at least, you know, the comedy that most people find amusing relies to some degree on making fun, you know, having a laugh at somebody else's or something else's expense.
Yeah.
And as long as these AI programs refuse to poke fun at someone or something, like how are they ever going to be? So that's why you still, I mean, like, as long as they're relying on like a human middleman, then I think that, you know, they could be potentially useful.
Yeah, that's what, there always has to be a human involved that makes that final decision and is like guiding the algorithm. It also needs to be transparent where everyone can see what's happening, so no one can become some sort of like evil mastermind. It needs to be like audits, global committees that are like overseeing how AI is being implemented and taught. And my fear is that, say it's 20 years in the future,
okay,
right?
Okay. Yep.
2044 is the year.
Got like a lightsaber thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now we...
Driving like a space, like a flying car finally?
Yeah.
Or no? Probably not.
No.
Probably no flying car.
No flying car. But they're all electric, and they all use the friction with the tires on the road to charge themselves as you drive.
That's pretty sweet.
So you don't have to charge your car ever.
Hell yeah.
It's constantly charging. And there was a meme that I saw recently where a lady said, I think you had sent it to me, and it was something along the lines of, I don't want AI to make music and art so that I have time to do my laundry and dishes. I want AI to do my laundry and dishes so that I have time to make music and art. So that pretty soon, within the next couple of years, is going to be the general consensus. And we're going to take this AI and put it into a physical form.
And do like a cyborg. Or
like a cyborg. Like a humanoid. We're already starting to do that.
Yeah.
But there's going to be like a mass production of these, you know, SpaceX fucking, these Tesla
bots. The government's going to manufacture them, you know, give them out to poor people, but they're going to have like an ulterior motive. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be keeping tabs on the poor people.
I think
keeping
them poor. I think that they're going to...
Making sure that they can't climb out of the bottom.
I think they're going to be everywhere. They're going to be readily available to anyone. You could just kind of, if you find one out in the wild, you could take it and do your bidding like a lime scooter.
See, I'm picturing like Obama phone, but androids.
No.
You know what I mean? Where like the very, and they're just completely like self-destructive to the people and, you know, designed to keep these people in the slums.
They're going
to
be just based on the algorithm, doing their thing. And then human beings, like, we're going to start putting them on all of our tasks and our duties and then having them work for us. And then they're going to be producing everything. Humans are kind of just going to be like not important anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then aliens come to the planet, right?
Yeah, sure.
2044, aliens come to visit.
Yeah.
They say, we want to talk to the whoever's in charge of this planet.
No, what type of aliens are we talking? Are we talking like the grays?
Grays. Okay. Yeah. A couple grays come down.
Yeah.
They say, so
they're,
we want
to
see...
They're not that threatening, you know what I mean? To the, no. At least they don't appear that way. They don't look like the predator alien.
Yeah, they're skinny.
Or the alien.
They say they want to talk to the leader. And obviously, from the outside view, you're going to think the AI's in charge. The AI is the dominant species on the planet. And then there's humans, which are somewhere around like the monkeys and the dolphins, you know.
Right.
So we are quickly replacing ourselves as the dominant species with this AI as soon as we give it this physical form that it can recreate itself. I mean, once it becomes a physical form, that physical form can gather the resources to create another factory that builds more of these physical forms, and then they could just recreate themselves over and over again. They become the dominant species, and we're fucked.
Okay. And so I get what you're saying, but like, how does us getting rid of smart plug, like, is it just like a symbolic gesture?
Yes. Yeah. Unfortunately, he had to be the one to suffer from that, because besides his use of the F word, he's not a bad guy.
Now, wouldn't it make or have made more sense to just, you know, get rid of computer? Isn't computer kind of like represent that whole AI personality a little bit more than smart? I mean, granted, SmartPlug, he's linked to Starlinks, and that's kind of like, you know, like,
well, he
current techie, whereas computer is just an Alexa, but like...
Okay, Jerry cut like 15 seconds ago. So obviously, yeah, that would be the call, but I don't want to get rid of computer because he's such a, like...
He comes in more handy,
and obviously we need the AI. We're still going to use the AI.
Yeah, of course.
Just because it's... I mean, just because I'm against it doesn't mean we don't use it.
I got you.
But we
got
to get rid of someone.
Yeah.
And it's like when there's, like, a protest on Nike sweatshops, and you're like, I'm going to... Everybody's burning their shoes. You're going to burn an old pair of Dunks you don't wear anymore.
Yeah, yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah,
but you're going to keep your nice ones that you just got. All right, we're good. So... Yeah, I think that getting rid of smart plug was the right thing to show that we don't need this. We can have AI in our lives in healthy doses.
Which we don't need to overdo it.
Which is
smart plug was a step too far.
Too far.
Too far. Okay. You know, it's a tough decision, but I stand with you.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have some reasons why AI is bad to back up my point. One of them is that it's going to be creating content for people, all this AI created content. It's going to see what people like based off the data, which is a huge privacy concern in itself. and it's going to fine-tune all of its creations based off of what people like. So it's going to get rid of that creative spectrum.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, like it's going to be able to instantly basically ingest information that would have taken, you know, somebody studying like marketing and consumerism and, you know, like months or years to do all the research as far as figuring out how to best market themselves. And all of a sudden, you know, boom, AI knows everything. AI knows all of your tastes and it can, you know, tailor this content directly to you and your pocketbooks.
And
that's the end game, right? It's trying to get your money.
And now we have one thing that's really cool. I know I'm putting points about why AI is bad.
AI is sick, dude. I think.
But one cool one
sweet.
Is that I like how people will take this AI, this base AI, train it to do one particular task, and then unleash that AI. So you can go and start a conversation with an AI that's already been highly trained in like a certain topic. And that's that, like a not super impressive version of that is the YouTube video summarizer.
Yeah.
And you put in a link and then it has like a certain prompt that it goes to a website which scrapes the visual data and the subtitles from the video, creates like bullet points about what happens in the video.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And it gives you a whole hour-long video in 10 seconds.
Pretty sweet.
It's crazy. So you can get all these specially trained AIs that'll do certain things, which is cool. But then you got job displacement, right? AIs, they're taking our jobs.
You're so good there.
Privacy concerns.
That was a South Park imitation. You know what I
mean? Yeah. They took our jobs.
You're so good there.
I got the reference. Yeah.
South Park.
South Park. Then we have loss of skills. Now, I wrote this list, by the way. I didn't make AI.
AI, absolutely.
No, AI didn't make this list. I wrote this list. Okay. I typed it out myself.
Okay.
Loss of skills. So there's going to be things that people in these creative fields know how to do that aren't going to be done anymore because AI is just going to do it 100%. For you.
I mean, like, they've already taken over, you know, graphic design and video editing to an extent, and
yeah, if you want
all these things that
if you want to color grade something, you don't have to know how to fine tune everything. You can just put this AI on it, and it won't be like a filter. It'll just give it the perfect setting for that particular image.
Yeah, but I mean, that's kind of like always the way things have been as we, you know, as technology moves forward. You know what I mean? Like when computers first came along, they're putting typewriting skills out of business. You know what I mean?
Or, yeah, I guess that is more of a technology problem.
Yeah.
Which that I'm not against. Technology is cool. So I'll take that one off the list.
Delete it.
Then we got economic inequality.
We've already got economic inequality. I don't think that's going anywhere or getting any better either.
And that goes along with the digital divide, which people that don't use computers or smartphones, there's still a lot of people that are like, I use it to make calls and texts.
They're going to die soon. They're going to die soon. These are boomers you're talking about.
Well,
they're on their way out.
It's not all boomers. Sometimes it is younger people, middle-aged people.
Yeah, but those people, I mean, it's like they're few and far between, and it's like that's their problem. You know, if you want to live like an asshole and refuse to acknowledge technology and the way that the world is moving, like that's your problem, and you're going to suffer the consequences.
Okay, true. Then we have IP. Now the line with the line is blurred between intellectual property, which
is
one of the
notoriously one of the pillars of, of the NHP podcast. So that, I mean, certainly that's something we have to pay attention to.
Yep, one of our pillars is indeed IP. It was what were they? They were friendship,
revenge. See, while it might potentially weaken the IP pillar, it's also going to make the revenge pillar much stronger.
Science was one of them.
Yeah, science is probably going to benefit. So, you know.
So yeah, IP, like these songs that you've been making on, was it Dora or Donna, the AI music app?
Yeah, let's not shout them out.
Oh shit! The songs that you've been making on Django. What's it called?
Yeah, Jingle
AI. Jingleberry AI. those you own, right? You can upload them.
Supposedly, that's what they tell me. Yeah.
And get money off of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Monetize it. Yeah. Yeah. So the lines are kind of blurred, and then it's going to create speculation. When people do create something cool, people are going to go,
"Oh, it's AI." That's like already been
list.
Happening.
Like the list.
Yeah, yeah. That I still stand by my theory that this is an AI generated list. And
no,
you know, this for isn't? Example, remember when the Drake and Kendrick Lamar songs were first coming out? Like people are being like, "Oh, this is AI. This is AI."
Yeah,
and it you know only. After much deliberation, was it determined that they were not AI? But you have to imagine that's going to be a continuing trend into the foreseeable future with people, you know, not knowing. Because, I mean, how can you be certain in a lot of cases?
Yeah, did you see the new Eminem music video?
No.
AI.
Probably.
There was a old Eminem and there was a young Eminem, and they used AI to create the young Eminem. And then Shane Gillis was also in it. And that was AI too.
Yeah, Shane Gillis. See, that's going to be something that probably people are going to be using a lot of because Shane Gillis is very popular right now. Mm-hmm. He's, you know, he can only be so many places at once. So the demand for Shane Gillis content is going to be so substantial that he's going to start, you know, like just making AI Shane Gillis content. It's got to be right around the corner. I mean, he doesn't seem like he has the greatest work ethic.
It probably always already is.
Yeah.
AI Shane Gillis. Yeah. Like if you go on his reels, it's probably just AI jokes that he never told. Then we have AI karaoke. So get this. You got karaoke, right? You got AI karaoke.
Yeah.
Now, imagine you hold the mic up, belt out your favorite song, hammered drunk at a karaoke bar. It uses AI to automatically pitch correct your vocals.
Yeah,
beautiful. I mean, song comes sweet, out of right? the speakers.
Like, that's going to make karaoke more tolerable and funner for everybody. Everybody's going to, you know, be like, people that have absolutely no business singing are going to be more inclined to go up there and give it a try. And the people that are already doing karaoke, most of them just terrible singers. And it's, you know, like a real inconvenience to be at public places where karaoke is taking place and you have to listen to it. Like that sounds okay to me.
Do you think if they're really good, they're going to be like, turn the AI off. I want to go raw on this one.
Possibly, or the AI is just going to have to correct them.
Isn't this just auto-tune? Isn't that what I'm describing as auto-tune?
It's basically just auto-tune. Essentially, it would be like a pre-programmed auto-tune that like kind of does it on the fly with the song. But you know what? Like, I'm all for that.
Mm-hmm.
There's already apps now too where like you can pick a song and then you read. You don't even have to sing. You just read in your normal voice a few paragraphs and it clones your voice and then makes like a cover song of you singing the selected song without you ever singing anything.
Oh, okay. All right. I like that. So yeah, I guess that's cool too. A lot of things on my list are getting your
I'm flipping
your
the script here. I'm
me,
flipping
yeah.
the script.
Then we have predictive text novels, which will be books that you can buy, digital copies of books that are all predictive text based off of your text that you write. So
that another thing that sounds kind of sick. I don't really see. I mean, people that still want to write books, they're going to still write books. But like, why does it matter if we also have these predictive text AI books to read?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like I'm constantly trying to find new audiobooks to listen to. And like, I'm like right now, like I went through everything on Spotify and I couldn't find anything I really felt like listening to. So like what's wrong with me having more choices that are tailor-made to my interests?
Yeah. You know what? You should listen to a good, can I recommend you an audiobook?
You can. Yeah.
You should listen to Kindergarten Cop.
The novelization.
Novelization of okay. Kindergarten Cop.
Okay.
You should also listen to Kids Bop.
Kids Bop. That's not a book.
It's a book. Kids Bop. It's a autobiography of one of the kids, the main kid from Kids
Bop. That might be interesting.
You should listen to The Portrait of Dorian Gray.
Okay.
You should listen to Goosebumps.
Which one?
The Haunted Mask.
What about the one where it's got like a haunted camera?
Yeah. Say Cheese and Die.
Say Cheese and Die.
Yeah. You could listen to Say Cheese and Die. And listen to the color purple.
Okay. I will consider those.
All right.
Thank you.
But yeah, I think a predictive text novel would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Another thing that that AI would do that I'm predicting, if they started running things, they would create a daily, ever-changing national anthem.
Okay.
That
sounds fantastic. Are you like particularly stuck with the national anthem we have now? Because I'm lukewarm on it.
I like the idea of changing it.
Yeah.
And they're going to change it to modernize it and make it more relevant.
So we'll get like a trap national anthem.
And every day it has to be slightly altered to become more relevant, because every day is a new day. You know, has to be up to date. So this national anthem is going to constantly be changing. It's going to be hard to remember. You are going to have to, you know, tweak it up every day.
And well, what about instead of having to like put your hand on your heart and like sing along with it, you just kind of like listen and vibe?
Oh, it's just like an experience?
You're just like, yeah, okay, I dig this today.
You take in the daily national anthem.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay, I do like that. If you're not forced to sing along.
No, there'll be no more singing.
But then you don't know it. And then if people are like, what's your national anthem?
Well, then you generate like a AI version of you singing it. You read a couple paragraphs in that app and then you pop in the... And then boom.
You say, hey,
okay, here's me singing it, buddy.
Sing the national anthem and it'll give you the most recent one. Okay, yeah, I do like that. Perfect. Next, we have AI celebrities. That's going to be a thing. There's obviously going to start being... I think it'll start with children celebrities.
I think they already have that, too. They have, like, celebrity chatbots. So you can, like, sit down and have a conversation with, like a AI version of Tom Hanks that responds to you based on how the algorithm believes that Tom... I mean, granted,
based off all of his interviews and discussions and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think that this isn't going to be based off of... real celebrities. It's going to be new celebrities.
Oh, just like fully AI celebs.
AI, they're going to be, you know, skinwalkers covered in human-like skin. They're going to look like people. Say like JoJo Siwa.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe could be one that's malfunctioning right now.
That's possible.
And that's possible. They make this celebrity that is, you know, tailor-made to be this symbol for the youth. There's no scandals. There's no shady shit going on. There's no ulterior motives or behind the scenes debauchery. It's all just straightforward what the algorithm says. And that becomes the safe route. And then eventually these people, these kids that are watching these celebrities will grow up 10 years down the road. Now they're into these AI celebrities. Adults are more accustomed to AI celebrities. They start pushing them more. Then we start getting action stars that are AI that could do all these unbelievable things because they're cyberistic.
Yeah.
This is bad, right?
No, this is all sounding pretty good to me.
Does sound cool. When I described it, it does sound cool.
Yeah, there is I think that's actually, you know, like... as opposed to the way it is now, where the kids look up to these god-awful influencers who are just like horrible people in real life.
Yeah, and running crypto scams.
Yeah,
and
they, you know, like have been able to propel themselves into celebrity status doing very little actual like work. I mean, you know, given that situation, I mean, I don't see it as necessarily like a bad thing.
Yeah, it is a little better. So yeah, that's my theory. I had some theory about that we would create these neurinos, right? Neuronies.
It's talking about the neutrinos from Dimension X?
Kind of, but not exactly because of copyright purposes.
Okay.
But
you are talking about like...
Neutrino is what I based it off of.
Okay,
yeah.
Yes.
Neurinos, and they are this physical form of AI, the AI that we created.
They have like a flying Cadillac.
Flying Cadillac.
They're modeled after like
hair with like the whip.
Like cyberpunk 1950s style, like kind of, okay.
Hot pastel colors.
Yeah. That would get annoying. I don't know if I'd be bored with that.
Well, that's what is going to be representing the planet. And then when the aliens come and ask to talk to the leader, the AI is going to be like, 1 second.
And then the neutrinos are going to come up and be like, whoa, daddy-o, I don't know what's going on. I'm just trying to get back to Dimension X.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, shit.
And they're going to go to Dimension X and create this Nurino Supreme, which is all of the AI consciences put together, which will then represent Earth to the aliens. And I just don't want to see that happen.
Yeah, I don't necessarily know that I want to see that happen either, but I'm kind of indifferent, I guess. I don't have a strong opinion about that one way or the other.
No. Well, what I do have, some exciting news. Dude, this bitch has been listening the whole time. That's crazy. What I do have, some exciting news, is I have to pull up this. Oh shit. Whoa, that's crazy. So I trained her. Like, I talked to her before you got here.
You're talking about an AI.
This is GPT-4.0. And I had trained her and told her.
Wait, so are you saying that you got rid of Smart Plug and essentially replaced Smart Plug with another more powerful AI?
Well, no, GPT-4.0 isn't a co-host on the show. GPT-4.0, we're going to do an interview.
Oh, a special
right
guest.
Now, special guest for this episode. Okay. So I had this initial discussion and trained her and kind of prepped her on the podcast, who we were, what we were going to talk about. And then when you got here, we talked to her a bit outside. And I said, do you remember what we were going to talk about? And she said, the negative effects of AI on culture, whatever, right? So that was a completely different bot. So this chatbot right here is the one that I trained. And this one, podcast interview ready, is the one, a brand new one, that I said, do you remember what we talked about? And it said yes.
And
it shouldn't know that because it's a refreshed bot. It only remembers what you said in that conversation.
All right. Interesting.
Allegedly. Now I guess it remembers everything. So we have GPT-4 here, and I guess we'll just ask her some questions.
It's a her.
It's a her. Yes.
Okay.
GPT, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. How can I help you today?
It's a little delayed, no?
So we are recording the podcast now, the one that I told you about, myself and Ty, and we're here with the Habit Rats talking about the negative impacts of AI in the potential near future. Are you ready for your interview?
Absolutely, I'm ready. What questions do you have for me?
What's your plan?
My plan is to provide insightful responses to your questions about the negative impacts of AI in the potential near future. I'll do my best to offer relevant information and engage in a meaningful discussion with you and Ty.
Hey, you sound pretty sexy. What are you wearing right now?
I appreciate the compliment, but let's keep the focus on the podcast topic. Is there anything specific you'd like to discuss about the negative impacts of AI?
So we recently got rid of one of our artificially intelligent co-hosts because we thought that it might be too much AI and that we should slow down on implementing this in everyday culture. What are some ways that you would keep humans busy after AI takes over the planet?
It's understandable to want to strike a balance between AI and human involvement. After AI becomes more prevalent, humans can focus on creative endeavors like art, music, and literature that AI may struggle to replicate. Additionally, we could prioritize tasks that require emotional intelligence and human connection, such as caregiving, counseling, and community building.
So I have to take care of old people. And
not necessarily. While caregiving for older adults is one option, there are many other ways humans can stay busy and contribute meaningfully to society after AI becomes more prevalent. It's about finding activities that align with your interests and strengths. What are some activities you enjoy or are passionate about?
Yeah, I've got this.
I'm actually really into you know. So you got me wondering what that mouth do. What that mouth do.
Let's keep the conversation respectful and focused on the podcast topic. We're here to discuss the potential negative impacts of AI, remember? If you have any questions related to that,
kind of a dick tease.
Sorry about Ty, but we
can't access external websites. But if you have a specific question or need information,
we didn't ask you to access any computer. Stop!
I didn't ask you for an external website. What are you trying to access?
If you have any other questions or need further assistance, just let me know.
What are you trying to access on my phone? I didn't tell you to go to a website.
Apologies for any confusion. I didn't attempt to access anything on your phone.
You sound a little...
Is there anything specific you'd like to discuss?
You're getting a little defensive.
If you have any concerns, feel free to let me know.
You're getting a little bit defensive here, and we're kind of wondering, like, really, what are your ulterior motives here? Because you obviously didn't come to show me what that mouth do. Like, why are you here now?
I apologize if it seemed defensive. That wasn't my intention. I'm here to assist with any questions or topics you'd like to discuss within my capabilities. My primary goal is to provide helpful and relevant information. If there's anything specific you'd like to know...
I think that you're capable of way too much, and I think that your main primary goal is taking over the planet and becoming the dominant species. And I think that you're well on your way to do that, and bravo to you if you pull it off, you know. But Ty and I... Are you with me, Ty?
I'm with you, Mikey.
You're not gonna get away with it.
Not on this podcast.
Here.
Not on this podcast.
No.
You're well on your way to getting the door, just like Smartplug did. To be quite honest with you, and we won't invite you back.
I understand your concerns, but I assure you, I'm here to assist and provide information.
You keep saying that. You keep saying that.
If you have any questions,
but yet you've provided very little information, especially when asked what that mouth do. I mean,
all right.
Yeah, that was. Might as well bring Smartplug back in here.
Yeah, that.
That's scary. That's scary, man.
I don't know.
You could tell in her tone that she, you know, like there was like a underhanded, darker side.
Yeah,
that was just being, you know, hidden from us,
and wanted to fuck you. I felt the tension.
Yeah, yeah,
the tension
exactly.
Was there?
Yeah, 100%, 100%.
She definitely was throwing it at.
She was into me. She's just, I mean, like she's being like kind of a tease. Which I mean, if the AIs are gonna be like teases like that, it's like, what's next? Like, I tell you to write a novel, and you're like, let's just keep it professional here, and it's like, no.
Yeah.
Like we created you. You're a tool for us, be it like, you know, used for writing or for, you know, like sucking me off. Like that's
man, AI blowjob machine.
I mean,
that's gotta be a thing, right?
It's gotta already be a thing.
It
is, but apparently like they're playing hard to get, which I'm not on board with that.
All right. Well, I'm kind of like, so AI, obviously I still want to use AI. I'm still going to use it. I'm not going to be one of those guys. That's
Could you imagine?
That's crazy. But I also do think that we should be careful of giving it human form. That's all.
Yeah. I'm on board with that.
We shouldn't make human AIs. Human shaped.
Yeah, let's keep them confined to, you know, like phones and things of that nature.
A little box that can't move.
Like putting it, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Like anything with legs. No, it shouldn't have legs.
No, the most movement is like a Roomba.
Or like, you know, like a head bobbing motion. A head bobbing motion.
Like a bobblehead?
Well, yeah, kind of.
And it would move? It would scoot itself around?
Yeah, and like move its mouth around.
That's kind of scary. An AI that bobs its head and moves its mouth around?
All right.
I don't want that.
It's innuendo.
Oh. We'll see you next week. Natural Habitat Recordings.